In the gospel reading today, we hear something that really is rather astounding, and that is that when the shepherds came and they saw the baby in the manger, they understood everything that was said to them. Now, if we looked at it and said, well, yeah, they understood there was going to be a baby that was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, then they understood. They were told a lot more than that. They were told that a Savior was born to them. But is that what they saw? Is that what they understood? There's something that's much, much deeper here. And what is beautiful to recognize is who God revealed this to. He didn't reveal this to the doctors of the law. He didn't reveal it to the priests. He didn't reveal it to the people in the royal palace. He revealed it to the shepherds, to the ones who didn't even have an education. And because, perhaps of that very reason, there was nothing in the way of their being able to understand. Perhaps we would try to figure everything out. We would try to use our minds to be able to put the pieces together. Maybe they didn't have that ability. They saw and they understood. That's a profound statement. They understood. It's not just they saw what the angel said, and yep, what the angel said was true. Look, there's the baby. Yep, we saw it. No, they understood. Ask yourself simply, do I understand the mystery of that baby? The shepherds did. And for 2,000 years, we've struggled with trying to understand. Now, on one hand, of course, it's an infinite mystery. The incarnation of the second person of the Most Holy Trinity will never, ever, ever come to the end of it. Even in eternity, there will be infinitely more for us to be able to understand and delve into. But how much of it do we grasp? Again, we think about that. It was to the simple souls that God revealed this mystery, and they understood. When the Magi arrived and they talked about it, the chief priest didn't understand. Oh, they knew exactly where the Messiah was going to be born, and they could even lay it all out for Herod. Herod didn't understand. He kind of grasped the concept that the king was born, but he grasped it only for selfish reasons, that he didn't want a king who was going to be in competition with him. He didn't get it. The chief priest didn't get it. The people in the royal court didn't get it. Three pagans got it. Little shepherds got it. But the people to whom he came did not. And in fact, we even hear that right in the prologue to St. John's Gospel that we hear at every Mass. He came to his own people, and his own received him not. But to those who did receive him, he gave the power to become the children of God. Do we understand? Or perhaps, like some of those people back then, we think we're too smart. It was the simple ones who understood. It was the simple ones who were able to see something far, far deeper than what they were able to see with their bodily eyes. That's what God is inviting all of us to. Doesn't matter how educated we are, how uneducated we are. Doesn't matter how simple or how brilliant we are. It doesn't matter. He's calling all of us to that same thing. And yet, just again to present something for us to ponder. The church, when talking, for instance, about who she should appoint as an exorcist. It says, find a priest with simple faith. Not the priest with the PhD, with all the education and everything is in his mind, because the devil's going to have a field day with that guy. He doesn't believe in the depths of his being. He understands or he grasps with his mind. But what's down deep, he doesn't have it. Unless he has a profound prayer life, and unless he has that simplicity. That's what the church teaches us. That if you put one of these people in there that is really super smart and educated, they're going to get trashed by the devil. You take somebody who's humble and who's simple, the devil has no power over them. And so we need to look at ourselves. Again, it doesn't matter how educated somebody is. You can be the most brilliant person on the face of the earth. But the only way to understand and grasp the mysteries that we're talking about is to be humble and to be deep on the inside. Not necessarily to grasp it all with the head, to grasp it with the heart. That's why he became a baby, to get to our hearts, not to get to our heads. So when the people, the high priests and the kings and the people in the palace, they just use their heads. They miss the entire thing. The simple ones, they got it. Even the smart ones who among the Magi, who humbled themselves to recognize there was something going on beyond what they could grasp with their mind, they got it. Now we have to ask again simply, do I? We tend to be a very educated people. We tend to be a people who are stuck in our heads. We tend to be a people who aren't very attuned to what's going on in the heart. Look at the baby and recognize a baby. He's not going to have an intellectual conversation with you. He's not going to try to mess with your mind. He came for the heart, and that's what he wants. That's why he appeared to the simple ones, to the shepherds. They saw and they understood.